We are learning Masechtas Brachas, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the last Amud in Masechtas Brachas, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom, the two dots, Pasach, Rabbi Eliezer, B'noi Shavis HaGlili, B'Kvod HaKsanya. We're talking about the four Tanoim who are in Yavne, and they each were speaking about the Mokam Yavne, which is HaKsanya Shel Taira. It says, by Oved Edom, he was a person who watched the Aron for 3 months while it was in transit before it went to the Beis HaMikdash. And because he watched the Aron, he got a major bracha. It says, Vayivarech Hashem es Oved Edom bavur Aron Elikim. Because he watched Aron Elikim, Valei Dvarim Kal V'chaymer. Ma Aron Shloi Ochel V'shasa, Ma'adach Aron, it's not hard to take care of the Aron, you don't have to give it to drink or to eat. Ella, keep it in front of it. All he did was make sure it wasn't dusty and swept the dust in front of it. Ella, keep it in front of it. Kach, he gets his bracha. Hama areach, tamid chacham, zeh beisai. Umachiloi, umashkei, umahayim, nechasa, va'achas kama kama. Of course, if someone has a tamid chacham in his house and he feeds him and gives him to drink, of course, he'll get a major, major bracha like that. Mahi a bracha, shebarachu. What was the bracha that Oved Edom got? The bracha was that his wife and 8 daughter-in-laws all had 6 babies bekeres echad. They all had 6 babies at one time. After the Aron came to the house, they got this bracha that each one had 6 babies at one time. Shinem, like the pasuk says, talking about all Oved Edom's children, and says, Pulasai Hashmini, that's the last one, his 8th son. Kiberchu Elikim, Kol Eile, Vemnei Oivet Edom, Hemo Vemnei Vachem, Ishchael, Bakoyach La'avoido, Shishim Vishnaim Loivet Edom. Altogether, he had 62 offspring, 62 children and grandchildren. So, what's the cheshvin? Because he had a wife, and he had 8 daughter in laws who had 6 kids each. If you do 9 times 6, that's 54, and he has the 8 sons married to his daughter-in-law. So 8 plus 54 is 62. So he has 62 offspring, and that was the bracha that came from having the Aron there. They had 6 babies at one time, and 6 times 9 is 54, plus the 8 is 62. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Omrav Avon HaLevi. Kol HaDoichik Es HaShah. Anyone who pushes the time, which means he's not ready yet to be the leader or whatever he is, the president or the Rosh Shiva or the Rav, and he pushes the envelope. He pushes the time even before it is. Shah Dachkasai. Then what happened was the Shah will push him away. He won't get his job. But someone who waits for his job, waits, he gets pushed away because of the time is not right yet. Shah Nidchas Afanav. Then the time will come in front of him and he won't lose. And the Gemara gives a story to show this idea of Rabbi Avraham Levi. But the Rabbi Rav Yosef, the story of Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef was called a Sinai. He was called a Sinai. Why? Because he knew all the Mishnayos and the Brises. He knew, he was a big Baki and a lot of old Maksayos HaTayra. The Rabbi also was a Baki, but his specialty was that he was a very big Mefalpel. He learned to be Ian very well. Rav Yosef also knew how to learn to be Ian, but Rav Yosef's specialty was Bekiyas. And Rabba's specialty was, he was an Eikah Haram, he could go Tiferein in an Indian and really cut apart a Sugya very well. It's Reshaita, came time that someone had to be Rosh Shiva. We were looking for Rosh Shiva. Shochu Lohasam, they sent the Eretz Yisrael, Bavel sent the Eretz Yisrael, Sinai Eikah Haram, Ezim Mekoidim. They sent the Chachma Eretz Yisrael, what is better, a Sinai or Eikah Haram? Who should be Rosh Shiva? Shochu, so they sent back, Sinai Koidim. It's better to have a Rosh Shiva who's a Baki. Why? So I call Tzrichim Lamari Chitaya. Everyone needs the one who could gather a Tzvua. You need the Tzvua. You need the Tzvua. Before you start crushing a Tzvua, you need the person who has all the Tzvua. You need the Baki. Basically saying Rav Yosef should be Rosh Shiva because he's the Sinai. But Afal Pike, Likibo Lo Rav Yosef. Yosef was not Makabal the job of Rosh Shiva. Domalei Kaladoi, because the stargazers told him, Malchus Tartar Shtim, you're only going to be Rosh Shiva for 2 years. He figured, I'll come Rosh Hashiva now, I only have 2 years, 2 more years to live. So therefore, he let Rabbi be Rosh Hashiva, and Malach Rabbi Esam Tartishtin, Rabbi became Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and then if he was Nifter, Malach Eresiv Tartishtin and Palga, he became Rosh Hashiva another 2.5 years. And see, it's good he didn't take the job right away because it wasn't the time, it wasn't the right time. He would have been only Rosh Yeshiva for 2 years. Now he got an extra 22 years of his life, 22 and a half years, really, because he lived 2.5 years, and that's because of that, he lived up to 22 years. So first of all, the question is that you're not allowed to go to stargazers. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to go it says, Tom Tiyam Hashem Lekecha. You're not allowed to go to stargazers. So the Mefarshim answer that here, he didn't go to them. They told him. If they tell you something, you can be chayshish for that. Of course, he didn't go ask them. They told him. It was his, you know, good mazel that they told him, and therefore he waited. But of course, he's not allowed to go and ask for it. And another point to speak out, that some say the reason why he got an extra half a year was b'schar zeh, that he did not push the time and he let Rabbah be the Rosh Yeshiva first. And the Gemara finishes off, kol hani shnei demalach Rabbah, all the years that Rabbah was the Rosh Yeshiva, afilu umel beis lekara. He did not call, you know, make it, call the doctor to come to his house like a house call. He did not, like Rashi says, he was not noyig any srara, because he didn't want to be called Rosh Yeshiva at all, because then maybe that klalo with mekuyim only for 2 years. So therefore, he made sure not to have any shaykhs to bring the srara. Rabbah was the complete Rosh Yeshiva at the time. He took no cover for himself in those years. Amrav Avraham Levi. No drash from Avraham Levi. My Dechsev says in the pasuk, Yancha Hashem v'yoyim tzara, Yisagevcha Shem l'kei Yaakov. You damn to Hashem v'yoyim tzara, that Hashem should give us the strength, and we call Hashem l'kei Yaakov. Break the Gemara, l'kei Yaakov, l'kei Avraham Yitzchak. Why do we pick Yaakov? We have the other obvious also, Avraham Yitzchak. So the Gemara, Mekala ba'al ha'kairiz, Yekonis ba'ayiv v'shal kairiv. Like Rashi explains, when you're moving a beam, if it's your beam and you get a bunch of helpers, you should be in the middle. You should be the hardest worker, and everyone else helping you along. The same thing that comes to the Avos. We are all descendants. The main, the Av of the Shvatim is Yaakov Avinu. All his children. We're all from all his children. Avraham Yitzchak had, you know, Shmuel, Esav, but we are Yaakov. We are all Yaakov's children. So Yaakov has to come in. But Ive Hakayri, he comes in the middle of everything, and therefore we daven b'schus l'kei Yaakov. Anyone who is nena from a suda that hachamah there, ki'ilu nena meziv hashchina. It's ki'ilu he's nena from the ziv hashchina. What's the pshat? The mashal explains pshat, because since the tamid hachamah there, they're talking divrei Torah. Talking divrei Torah, then it becomes a suda smitzvah, and we're never nena meziv hashchina. Shneimar, how do we know that anyone who is nena from a suda tamid hachamah it's kilu nena meziv hashchina. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk by Yisroi, by Yavi Ahar v'chozik neisrael lecha lechem v'mchoyse ma'yishel lefnei alikim. Lefnei alikim achlu, they eat in front of Hashem. Why is lefnei alikim? Lefnei ma'yishel achlu. Ma'yishel was one serving. Ma'yishel was taking care of everyone. El aloim alocha, shekal nena mesuda shetamad chacham shari v'soicha kilu nena meziv hashchina. We learn from here, kol nena mesuda shetamad chacham shari v'soicha, it's kilu nena meziv hashchina, therefore it says lefnei alikim. Because a bunch of tamid chacham there, ma'yishel aaron's kenim, and it says lefnei alikim. So we see from there, anyone who eats from a suda, from a tam chokma shor b'saycha, is kilu nana meziv hashchina. If someone is parting from his friend, al yoyimar leich bishalom, leich lishalom. Don't say leich bishalom, say leich lishalom. And Imar brings a riot from Sukkim. What's the difference leich bishalom, leich lishalom? Leich bishalom means go with the peace you have already. Go with the koiches you have already. Leich lishalom means go further in your shleimus. Go further in your koiches and your shleimus and your ability to fulfill. What's the raya? Shar Yisrael shalom leil Moshe leich l'shalom. When Yisrael left Moshe said leich l'shalom, Allah b'tzliach. Moshe went up and became the rabbi we call Yisrael. David shalom leil avashalom. David had told avashalom when he was going to Hebron leich b'shalom. What happened? Halach v'nitla. Avashalom ended up, end of the story, getting hung on a tree and he died. His hair got caught on a tree and he died. Or Yoav killed him. But either way, Avishalom had, when he said Leich Bishalom to Avishalom, so there he landed up dying. And the Minyad Taka asks, that why did Taka David say Leich Bishalom? Why didn't he say Leich Lishalom? Didn't he know that that's a klala, it's not a good thing? So he says, the other says that Hashem was made, that he made a mistake. Hashem wanted this to happen, so he made a mistake. Some say it had to do with his name, Avshalom, but that's a different pshat. So, to Gemara Vayta, Ramah Ramah Levi, Haniftim and a mace, when you part from a mace, there you do say Lech B'Shalom. Al Yerim Lech B'Shalom and Lech B'Shalom. Shinem Ava'ata Tabayel V'Secha B'Shalom. When a See, when someone dies, you say, because they're telling Avram, the Hashem's telling Avram, what's the pshat? Like we said before, lishalim means go to shlemus, go grow in your shlemus. When someone dies, that's it. He's done. He can't grow anymore. He's not called a heilich anymore. He can't grow. Therefore, you say lech bishalim. Someone comes out of shul in the morning, the first thing you should do is learn a little bit. And if he goes from one power to another power, goes from the shul to the Torah, then he will see Hashem b'tzion. So you see, then he'll be zeicha to see the shechina. It's brought down in La Locha, this thing that you should go to Basic Knesset. It could be that's why, this is my own pshat, but it could be that's why we say the Yoim and the Pitamak Tyrus after davening. That's the learning that we have after davening, because it says you should go from the Basic Knesset to learning. So it could be that's why we say those things after davening, that should be Mokum learning. A Talmud Chacham is never finished. He's always growing. You see, he goes mechayel lechayel, and here it's even mashmah for a Talmud Chacham. He even could learn more in Olam Haba, because the whole word of learning is v'nedam aziv hashchina. And when he's in Olam Haba, that's what he's doing. V'nedam aziv hashchina further and further, and therefore he could even reach higher shleimus of understanding of the Ruchnius, because that's what he's all about. So Talmud Chacham means Elam Menucha, means not that he doesn't have any Menuchas HaNefesh, doesn't mean that. It means he never stops growing. Omer Rav Lozor Machinina, Tamid Chacham Marbim Shalim Ba'olam. Tamid Chachamim are Marbim peace in this world, because every mitzvah they do and every Torah they learn, that changes the world. And that brings peace to the world. It's like it says in the Pasuk, Shneva V'chol B'nayich L'mudei Hashem V'rav Shalim B'nayich Atikrei. They build the world. They're called, Tamid Chacham are called Banoyim, they're called build the world, and they bring Shalom. Rav Shalom Banoyich means the Banoyich, they bring Shalom. The Pasuk says, Shalom Rav Le'avisar Yisecha V'ein Lomei Michshal Yisholoim B'Bechelech Shava Barmanasoyich L'manachai V'rei Adabno Shalom Bach L'man Beis Hashem Elikino Vakshtev Loch Hashem Oiz La'amoy Yitain Hashem Yivorech Esamoy V'asholoim. Mazel tov to all the Messiahim of Mesechtes Brachas, Hardun Allah, Haroya, Slika Law, Mesechtes Brachas.